如丝绒一般柔和的男中音，独具品味的清楚你内心，能不能让您在周末时光中得到放松呢？各位好，欢迎来到听歌学英语，依然是你们的老朋友 Candice 在问候您。 Home 家，简单的歌名却是不简单的情绪在音乐中飞扬。很多人听到这首 Home 都是由西城男孩翻唱的，那我们今天要听到的版本呢是原唱，来自 Michael Bublé， 他是当今乐坛的神级人物，无论是在当今流行乐坛还是在爵士乐历史上都占着十分重要的地位。有人说每次在车站听到这首歌都会想要流泪，因为回家了或者是离家。每次在咖啡厅听到这首歌会觉得休闲的时光变得令人回味，而每次在深夜电台听到这首歌会躲在被子里悄悄地流泪。同很多人一样，我也离开家乡来到了另外一所城市打拼，幸运的是有你相伴。下面这首歌送给我心爱的你们，祝你们周末愉快。
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I wanna go homeMaybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you. Each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you?I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home.Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in meI'm coming back home.
I'm coming back home. 有时候下班后一个人回到宿舍，会希望有一个温暖的家庭，告诉家人我回来了。简简单单的一句就充满着温暖。而在孤单时刻，我会拿起麦克风听音乐，录制节目。好了，下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。
Another summer day has come and gone away.
Another summer day has come and gone away. 又一个夏天来了又去。Another, A-N-O-T-H-E-R, 这个单词极为常见，可是你能说出它的用法吗？好了，来解释一下。Another 可以看作单词 N 加 other 构成，后面呢一般只接单数的可数名词，因为它的意思是又一另一。那既然是一，当然是可数了，而且呢后面是只能够加可数名词的。比如说英文儿歌有一句这样的歌词 Rain rain go away, come again another day。雨啊雨啊，赶快停吧，改天再下。那最近几天呢，深圳好歹是偶尔会看到阳光了，不知道你所在的地方会如何呢？好了，下面再来提几句常见的口语。如果有人一直在你耳边喋喋不休，一直说着你很不愿意听到的话，请说 Don't say another word, 不要再说了 Don't say another word。下午茶时间，你的茶该续杯了，该怎么说呢？刚刚提到 another 后面只能够加单数的可数名词，而茶 tea 是不可数名词，怎么办呢？请你用上量词 cup I'd like another cup of tea, please. 请再给我来一杯茶吧。I'd like another cup of tea, please. 还有一种方法呢，是在不可数名词之前用上 some more。比如说 ,Would you like some more meat? 你想多来些肉吗 ?Would you like some more meat? 和朋友聊着聊着天，突然呢你就发现朋友的话题跑偏了。That's another story, 那是另外一码事。That's another story。关于 another 呢，刚刚提到的用法只是非常基础而简单的。如果你有兴趣的话，请你在节目之后再去找一下其他用法好吗？因为只有通过自己主动学习而收获知识，才能够更加的有印象，去试一试吧。好了，来回顾一下歌词。 Another summer day has come and gone away， 又一个夏天来了又去。歌曲唱到尾声呢，说到 another winter day has come and gone away， 又一个冬天来了又去，说明呢歌手在 Paris and Rome 巴黎和罗马四季漂泊，而只想早点回家。
Another winter day has come and gone away。
在做这期节目之前呢，听到有很多歌曲都叫做 home， 下面我们再来听到一首同名歌。在音乐声中，我们继续下面的学习。My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. 我的语言是多么的 cold and flat. Cold 都知道指寒冷的， flat 作为名词表示公寓，作为形容词呢表示平坦的，或者说颜色单调无层次。歌词在这里用到 cold and flat 来形容语言寒冷而平淡。And you deserve more than that. Deserve。D-E-S-E-R-V-E 从正面呢可以理解为值得。 I think they deserve to be congratulated， 我想他们值得庆贺。从负面呢我们可以理解为应受，比如说 He deserved to be punished， 他应受惩罚。歌词说 My words were cold and flat and you deserve more than that， 意思是说我写给你的信中语言平淡而无力，其实呢你应该得到比这更多的关怀，能够理解吗？I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. 首先 feel like 感觉像是 feel like， 它用的多的意思还有想要。今天是周六，你想做什么呢？ What do you feel like doing today? 你今天想做什么呢？ What do you feel like doing today? I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. 我感觉就像是 living someone else's life， 生活在另外一个人的世界里，好像是过上了另外一种生活。It's like I just stepped outside， 就像是我孤寂在外。 Step outside 从字面上来理解当然是走到户外，而在口语中呢它有一种要出去打架的语气，比如说 If you step outside I won't be so easy on you， 如果你们动武我可就不客气了。这里顺便再讲一下， easy 是容易的， be easy on 表示对别人宽容，如果你们动武我可就不客气了。If you step outside, I won't be so easy on you. 好了，咱们来回顾一下歌词。I feel just like I'm living someone else's life. 我觉得我似乎在过着别人的生活。It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. 当一切事情变得顺利，我仍感觉我一个人孤零在外。门前老树长新芽，院里枯木又开花。时间都去哪儿了？记忆中的一切都在悄悄改变。所谓的老家，如今似乎已经记忆模糊。其实听到这首歌会真的很想要流泪。答应我，趁时光还温柔，常回家看看，好吗？录制完这期节目，我要去姐姐家看一看妈妈，给爸爸打个电话。那今天的节目就到这里，如果你有想对我说的话，可以在新浪微博搜索 Canace 老师，拼写是 C-A-N-A-C-E。 好了，在回家的路上，愿我的声音伴随您，下期不见不散，拜拜。
一辈子满脑子都是孩子哭了笑了，时间都去哪儿了？还没好好看看你，眼睛就花了。
柴米油盐半辈子，转眼就只剩下满脸的愁。